Country music has always done business a bit differently than the rest of the industry, but its big record labels are suffering just as much as those in pop, rock, and hip-hop. Even as big new albums debut this month, third-quarter sales figures have Nashville executives feeling anxious and wondering about the impact of the digital revolution. Craig Havokhurst of member station WPLN in Nashville reports.
Glance at the recent album charts and you might think country music executives were feeling as easygoing as Kenny Chesney on a beach with his toes in the sand. Chesney, the nation's top touring artist, has sold 570,000 copies of his new album in 3 weeks, according to Nielsen SoundScan. Reba McEntire's new duet CD debuted as the top album in the nation 2 weeks ago, and last week, teen favorites Rascal Flatts displaced her, selling more than 500,000 albums.
There's a place in your heart nobody's been. Take me there.
But these successes are like a modest rain after a year-long drought. The record companies that have dominated the business here since the 1960s, RCA, Capitol, MCA, and others, are in an increasingly precarious position. Tim Dubois, a veteran of two majors, says label executives thought they had 5 to 7 years to prepare for the transition from CDs to digital sales. But last fall, they began to realize that was a miscalculation.
Somewhere back in November, something just happened, it seems, and all of a sudden sales declined in all genres of music, and country was hit as hard or harder than anything out there. Part of that decline was due to the release schedule, the fact that we didn't have a lot of our superstar artists released in the first half of the year.
The big releases of recent weeks are helping, but only a little. Sales for the first three quarters of 2007 are down at least 25% over the same period last year. One major factor is country's dependence on big box retailers like Walmart and Best Buy. Those chains have cut back on music shelf space as games and other media have grown in popularity. Another factor is the fans.
Country as a consumer base has been notoriously resistant to change.
Wade Jessen is country chart editor for Billboard magazine in Nashville.
They were fairly quick to adopt 8-track, but every configuration that's come after that, including digital, has been a little bit slow.
But now they're behaving more like fans of other genres, getting the music they want online, legally and otherwise, over satellite radio and at live shows where the market is hot. Trouble is, those options put little or no revenue in label pockets, and paid downloads like iTunes aren't close to making up for the lost CD sales. So some executives have left the major label system for nimble startup music companies. Scott Borchetta has worked in both worlds, leaving MCA for DreamWorks several years ago.
Then DreamWorks gets merged into Universal, and I felt the weight. It was like trying to turn a battleship, and we were a fighter jet.
He quit and took the helm of Big Machine Records, a company he calls a fighter jet for the new revolution. He's got at least one proof of concept to brag about, a 17-year-old singer-songwriter named Taylor Swift.
He said the way my blue eyes shined put those Georgia stars to shame that night. I said that's a lie.
Swift's debut has sold 1.3 million records in a year. Borchetta ruefully admits that years ago she'd have easily sold twice that. But as a new model company, Big Machine is sharing in some of the endorsement money she's making from a Verizon Wireless campaign. And through MySpace and other internet outlets, Swift is reaching young, digitally minded consumers better than many other country acts.
We're coming up on 2 million paid downloads on her. So while that doesn't completely make up for the other 1.5 million albums that we might have done, or 2 million albums, you can put this into everything with ringtones and all that other, and it's like, okay, this is where it starts to make sense. We're still in this gray area where physical is becoming one thing. It's not totally going away, and we're not totally digital yet.
For the indies, that gray area is looking less murky all the time. For the majors, it can look like a cement wall. As in pop music, some of country's biggest artists, like Toby Keith, are walking away from major label deals and starting their own companies. Even semi-retired superstar Garth Brooks recently launched his own label with a new single and a greatest hits collection. He outsourced his radio promotion, not to his former label, but to upstart Big Machine. For NPR News, I'm Craig Havokhurst.